microphone, but I'll give it a go. I can't usually see over the podium either, but I'm not a podium speaker. I like to be down there with you, but I'm going to try it, okay? This is new to me. This is awesome. So I'm Bryna Helfer, and I'm so excited to have transportation in this conversation. We are so often the afterthought, right? We plan, we identify where schools are going to go and where healthcare facilities are going to go and where people are going to live, and then where we say, well, how are we going to get there? We as the transportation department have disconnected communities by the work we do. Communities that have been raised by airport runways or divided by highways that go through the communities. How many of you know communities like that? People that can't get out of their communities. They can't see the other side of the city. They can't get to work. How many of you know people that don't have access to a car? How many of you know people that don't have access to a bus stop? How many of you know communities that have no sidewalks and people have to walk in the middle of the road to get where they need to go? And no safe crosswalks. The man that had to walk 21 miles to get to work, right? The kid who spends 2.5 hours getting to school. The person that has to go 2 hours in advance to a medical appointment and wait 1.5 hours afterwards to get a ride back. Anyone? Does this resonate for anyone? How many of you are at the table with transportation planners? Give them a hand. Give them a hand. This is really, really, really critical. So, you know, there's 82 federal programs, 82 federal programs across 11 federal departments that support transportation for people with disabilities, older adults, people with low income. Medicaid, large pot of money. You can get to the doctor, but you can't get to the grocery store. You can get to the doctor, but don't stop for your drugs on the way home, right? Medicare, no non-emergency medical transportation. So what are we going to do to coordinate across those 82 federal departments? Regardless of who you are, where you're going, what you're going to do, we've been launching an initiative under United We Ride called Rides to Wellness, testing initiatives around diabetes treatment, readmission, reducing readmission to hospitals because people can get a preventive care. They can get to primary care. Looking at prenatal access and teaching moms how to use the bus, right? Or carpool, or what's the connection? A family of transportation services. How many of you on any one day use more than two modes of transportation? You walk and you ride the bus. You drive and you walk to your office. You might take a bus and you might ride your bike. Anyone? More than two modes. Anyone use more than three modes? Today, I have already used, I drove to the airport. I took a plane to get here. I took a taxi from the airport, and I'm going to take the train back. And hopefully I'll get a walk in between, at least across the conference center, right? Four modes of transportation. So every day we have to be creative about it. Low-income households, two-thirds of their household income goes towards transportation. Second largest cost, behind housing. It's crazy, right? Affordability. We launched with the Department of Health and Human Services, Housing and Urban Development, the affordable location indicator. Looking at when you're looking for housing and you're looking for transportation, that you look at those things together. Because as we push people out of urban areas, as we gentrify, as we create urban environments, guess what? People are getting pushed out. When they get pushed out, they get further away from the urban center. They get further away from transportation options. Their price of transportation goes up. So we have to look at it collectively, holistically, in a milieu. And public health is the foundation for that milieu, as everyone, all of my colleagues have said. A couple of injury things. We talk about, we were so pleased to be a federal partner launching the Surgeon General's call for action. And, you know, let me just, a couple of statistics. This is really kind of ridiculous. So last year there were over 30,000 highway traffic fatalities. In 2012, 15% of those were pedestrian injuries. But what's more striking, African Americans are 12.7% of the population. What do you think their pedestrian fatality rate was? Well, it's not as much, but 17.3%. Disproportionate. The Hispanic population, 15% of the population, 18.6 pedestrian fatalities. We have a rise in pedestrian incidents. We're calling for walkability. We're calling for people to get out and active. We know increased physical activity leads to decreased heart you know, congestive heart disease and diabetes and all of those good things. But if we can't walk safely, then what good is it? So how do we create those environments? How are we at the table in creating those environments? So we're doing a couple things at the department. I've mentioned Rides to Wellness, but we're also, the secretary has launched 1 year ago, Safer People, Safer Streets, and he called on mayors across the country to join him in addressing and enhancing pedestrian and bicycle access. 230 mayors raised their hand to do assessments in their community, to sign up for complete streets design, to be at the table with land use intervention, to really go out in the communities and really solidify these partnerships. We have to do that all over across America. Looking at, we just released last week with the Surgeon General, the Health and Transportation Tool, 14 indicators around alcohol-related deaths. You talk about, you know, increased alcohol rates with African-American men. Well, guess what? Then they get behind the wheel of their car. And then what do we have, right? So the incidence goes right. Seatbelt use, proximity to the highway around noise and pollution, right? We have rules around environmental justice, but we have to start flipping that. We can't just look at it at the disproportionate impact on low-income and minority communities. We have to look at how we plan ahead so we're being proactive in connecting all communities, right? Together at from the beginning. So my assignment is be at the table. Reach out to your transportation planners. Make sure they understand the connection between public health and transportation. Together, we have to do this. And so take a look at the health and transportation tool and the 14 indicators. And so we need coordination and planning and education, teaching individuals that are coming, new Americans that have limited English proficiency, the rules of crossing the street, understanding what it means to cross at the sidewalk, understanding that people might not stop for them as they do in their countries. And so with that, I am just thrilled to be part of this conversation, get into the dialogue, and participate with you. So thanks for putting transportation at the front end of the conversation instead of the back end. Thank you.